Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
And it is 500 days. What have you learnt in 500 days? Send me a message, one thing only. What have you learnt in 500 days? Don't give me a list. I'm going to make a list from what you, from all of the messages that you send me. But I would like to know from you one thing that you have learned in 500 days. Anne Hertzberg is the legal advisor of NGO Monitor. I'm sorry to put you on the spot. Anne, good morning. What have you learned? One thing you've learned in 500 days.
Well, I've learned that anti-Semitism is a much bigger problem than we thought.
Yep.
That's unfortunately what I've learned.
That's definitely way up there for me as well. Definitely. It's like the scales fell off from in front of my eyes. We've seen the world sadly, for what it is. So I guess, anti-Semitism being a much bigger problem than we allowed ourselves to believe. Indeed. Send me your thoughts, 0618951019. The Supreme Court has denied a petition for transparency on the hostage deal. The Israeli Supreme Court stated that the principles of transparency is overruled by the government's legal right to withhold publication of an agreement that involves state security and foreign affairs. Let's talk about this. Give us the background to this case.
Yeah, well, it fully arises out of the hostage deal because there was significant outrage when the deal was first announced. Many of the, there's certainly two camps in the hostage family community. There's a smaller camp that does not want hostages released for such large numbers of Palestinian terrorists. So that was one thing. And then not knowing was Hamas going to stay in power regarding this after the end of all the phases of the deal. And many people were saying, well, what was the point of the entire war if Hamas is going to stay in power? And also soldiers' families, you know, why did my child have to die in vain to have Hamas stay in power? So that was sort of the impetus behind the lawsuit.
Right. And in terms of the finding...
So, I mean, I think the finding makes sense because it is such a sensitive issue and deals with significant aspects of national security. And these are the types of things that really should not be put out in the media. It's bad enough a lot of things are put out in the media, especially in Israel, where people do not seem sensitive, that leaking things can have profoundly significant and oftentimes bad impacts. So I don't find it disturbing that the government ruled that way.
Right.
But I understand it does reflect our sense of helplessness here that, you know, we're sort of at the whims of these negotiations and we don't really know what that means for the future.
Does it reflect a lack of trust?
Oh, definitely. That 100%. I mean, the trust before October 7th was extremely low, as you know. In the government, there were these massive demonstrations every week, and those have still been continuing since the war. And I think also the fact that, you know, there hasn't really been an investigation into what's happened, why that day took place, has certainly also increased things. So with that for sure is motivating a lot of what's going on.
Right. The fact that this is not unusual anywhere in the world. I mean, no government is ever expected to be 100% transparent in matters that could affect an impact on the nation's security. Carry on.
Oh, no, yeah, no, I was just going to agree with you, certainly. In fact, I think Israel is one of the few countries where on occasion they do make rulings on things such as that. But it's certainly in the United States, it would be a non-starter to even bring a lawsuit.
Right. What's interesting to me is I'm on many different WhatsApp groups, as we all are, and every time there is some movement around the hostages, somebody will post something and then everybody will shout at them, say, please don't post this, please don't share this, the families have asked not to. No, that's not necessarily the same as a security risk, but it seems to me that because this war is so personal, it's brought in a lot of the very personal aspects to the to publication of certain information. What is published about the suffering? What is published about, you know, a video that Hamas might release? And some of these are personal, and some of it is impacts on the nation's psyche and therefore security. Who balances all of this?
So really, I mean, in this case, it was obviously the judges, but I think that's the role of government, you know, to take all of these factors into account, and good governance, I should say,
right,
to take all of these factors into account and then try to come up with the best solution for the country and for the people. Now, unfortunately, as I'm sure you know, as a South African, but also in Israel, oftentimes we have politicians that are really driven by more personal agendas and motives rather than the best for the country.
Right.
So I think, you know, that is also something driving. But that's also an issue that we've been seeing with the NGOs, all of these anti-Israel NGOs, because they're also trying to push their own personal agendas on governments and policy. But they are acting from their own motives, and they're not acting in the best of the greater good or of the country necessarily. And when they're wrong in their policy prescriptions, because unfortunately too many governments listen to these groups, there's no holding them accountable when their prescriptions turn out to be disastrous. So this really is something that has to be taken into account really in all of these decisions. We see that in the arms embargoes cases also against Israel, where you have these NGOs saying, oh, there's violations of international law going on, but they're not taking into account, well, what about the global strategic implications with Iran or with Russia or with China? These are always things that courts have to take into account. Absolutely. Leaders do too.
Well, that was my question, is whereas individual leaders, no doubt, or people, let's say the majority of people are of integrity, are trying to balance all of these things. Is there a particular portfolio in Israeli government that is tasked with balancing the national interest in terms of security against the rights of citizens to have information?
So, I mean, I think, you know, there are some positions in government. There is what's known as the national, I think, ombudsman is the best way to translate it.
Yes, yes.
And so they can be tasked with that. And then certainly, you know, there are committees involving the army that look at those types of issues. But and the National Security Council here, but I guess I would say as a watchdog function, there's the Attorney General, and then there's also this ombuds position. Mm. So and oftentimes they clash with Bibi,
right?
And do things that
which
he
is
doesn't
good.
Want to do.
Which is good. That shows
absolutely
independence. I think that's important. I see Gail says, I have learned that all of South African media is anti-Semitic and are supported by Iran, not just the government. That is from Gail. What have you learned in 500 days? Also talking to Anne Hertzberg, legal advisor of NGO Monitor, about the Supreme Court having the right to deny transparency on the hostage deal. Thank you as always, Anne Hertzberg. It is 7 o'clock. I'm Howard Feldman. Good morning.